Maureen and Donald Seller wasted no time in getting their ballots in for this year's Newmarket municipal election. The Ward 2 residents were among the first to submit their paper ballot as voting opened at 10 a.m. this morning at the town office. "It's our right that we have, and we have to do it," Donald Seller said. "Everybody should vote because if they don't vote, they can't complain." Newmarket launched the start of its voting period with a zero tally event at its municipal offices this morning. Staff and some candidates were on hand to officially confirm there were no votes on record before voting opened. Votes are now coming in, with polls open until October 24 at approximately 8 p.m. Staff allowed candidates to confirm the zero tally before voting began, with two electoral board members signing off to confirm it for the post-election audit. The votes came in right away once polls opened up, with six online votes in the first few minutes. "It is an exciting occasion," Ward 7 incumbent candidate Christina Bizant said. "It's what we've been working so hard over the last many months. To get to this point where people can put their vote forward," she said, adding that witnessing the tally was actually a momentous occasion for me. "Voting is an important part of being able to have a say in your community." The town is primarily using online voting, sending out pins to registered voters. But you can also vote via paper ballot by making an appointment at the town office. You can also get assistance to vote online at one of the town's voting centers at the Magna Center and the Ray Twinney Recreation Complex. Ward 6 incumbent candidate Kelly Broom said the start of voting is an exciting moment. "It's nice to see how organized the town is, providing this opportunity," she said, adding she was happy to be out talking to residents. "COVID-19 has definitely had us all cooped up. I think residents are really glad to see us all." Maureen Seller spoke positively about the process available to use a paper ballot. "It's our civic right. I'm proud to be able to vote," she said. You can find more information on the voting methodology at newmarketvotes.ca/n/voters/how-to-vote/.